This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1385. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 4th, monitoring Myanmar, Laos, and Fujing, Florida collides with Alaska, Mexico versus Colombia, Berber from Ecuador, Mauritania missing, clandestines for Eritrea and Ethiopia, DRM to invade tropical bands, and the propagation outlook. A few weeks ago, we had reports of Onda Cero in Spain, a domestic network being relayed on shortwave 4395, but it lasted only for a couple of days, I think. Now something else has been heard on that frequency, and it's again from Spain, but a different network. These reports are all from December 1st, so it may be gone again now, but it's certainly a frequency worth keeping an ear on. Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in São Paulo, Brazil, was hearing something in Spanish at 0703 to 715 UT, December 1st, on 4395, and wondered if anyone knew what it was. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain checked it out and said at 17 UT it was a relay of Radio Nacional de España, not a harmonic, but with strong utility interference, and this time it was in the AM mode. Actually, was hearing it as early as 1535 UT and again on December 2nd at 1708. Tomas Mendez reminds us that the date for the previous reception of Onda Cero on 4395 was October 14th. World of Radio may be heard on World Space, since one of the networks they carry is WRN. Here's an update on that. Mike Barraclough reported to the British DX Club that someone in the World Space Radio Yahoo group had heard from their Toulouse office about the current situation of AfriStar 1. The service was supposed to be encrypted, but as of December 3rd, an announcement from World Space says there will be no more encrypted radios. A number of networks, including WRN 1 and 2, are available. They've altered the beam and channel frequencies somewhat, so it was necessary to reset the receiver. Mike Terry got more from their website, www.worldspace.com. These channels may still be used for testing from time to time, so we cannot assure the quality of service or 100% availability. But with those provisos, check Saturdays at 0900 UT on WRN1 for World of Radio, and at other times for everything else. Last week, I mentioned a mysterious transmission from a station in Germany called Radio 700 on 6005 kilohertz. This was Saturday, November 24th only. The transmitter site was the subject of some confusion, but I now have it on good authority that it was, in fact, coming from the Wertachtel site in Germany with 100 kilowatts. WRMI has added some more relays of Radio Prague in English and in Spanish. UT Tuesday through Saturday only at midnight and midnight 30 UT on 9955, plus their webcasts. John Bevis and I have been unable to confirm any further broadcasts of Hellenes Around the World. That was the one-hour interview program in English from the Voice of Greece. It's hard to extract specific information from that station, but we've not heard it at the previously scheduled times. There is still one program announced in English, but it's mostly music, confirmed. Greek in style, UT Mondays at midnight 5 for 1 hour on 7475, 9420, and 12105. And it's also on Sundays to Europe at 1105 on 9420 and 15650. You may also hear most days of the week an hour in English at 07 from Greece on 12105, the Radiophilia program. But you may find that the programming actually originates, at least good portion of it, from the BBC World Service. From Dave Kinney of the World DX Club, we now have what we believe is the complete new schedule for the external services in English, French, and German from Radio PMR, Pridnestrovia, we mentioned last week. It's always a quarter hour of each during the first part of the following hours to Europe on 7370 at 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19 UT. And then a couple of more repeats for North America on 6240 at 23 and midnight UT. In recent issues of DX Listening Digest, there's been a great deal of discussion about the political status of the breakaway Transdniester Republic, or Pridnestrovia, and its relationship to the rest of Moldova. And furthermore, what constitutes a radio country, where the transmitter sites are or were. If this concerns you, you may want to read up on it in recent DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.org. An interesting bit about these broadcasts, at least the English portion, from Craig Christ. He says, the audio has been processed such that normal pauses in speech are eliminated, like you hear in some commercials, so they can cram as many words as possible into the time. But removing the normal pauses causes listening fatigue. It sounds like one long run-on sentence, making understanding difficult. As a matter of fact, he heard something about a wine war with Russia, which made him think that this station was anti-Russian, but actually it appears they were talking about the other part of Moldova having a wine war with Russia. Listening to one of these broadcasts from one end to the other, I had to conclude that it was by and for policy wonks, extremely boring unless you're into that, nothing that could be classified as entertaining. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany has been hearing the Voice of Russia English service during the 1800 UT hour on an unlisted frequency, 7535, trying to figure out where it's coming from or how that's happening. Finally, he realized that it's a mixing product from the Lesnoy transmitter site near Moscow. The actual frequencies are 7105 and 7320. This is the time of year near winter solstice in the north, when the 49-meter band can open up what seems like quite early in the afternoon. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania was hearing Iran's English hour already at 1930 on 6010, November 25th. But it was better on the parallel frequency, 7320, and the third frequency was only threshold 11695. Our new correspondent in Lahore, Aslam Javaid, has been giving us lots of information about Pakistani broadcasting, such as this about the News and Current Affairs channel of Radio Pakistan. During this season, it's on 4835 from 02 to 04 and 13 to 18 UT. It was launched 6 years ago. The transmitter is 100 kilowatts, API 4, from Islamabad. Most of it's in Urdu, but there are 2 hours in English, starting at 03 and 1600. It's also relayed on medium wave, several frequencies in Pakistan. He evaluates it thus, at the launch of this channel, it was hoped that some objectivity in news coverage would take place, but even after 6 years, the standard of news coverage is similar to any Asian or African state broadcaster. Another frequency from Radio Pakistan is 7530, heard at 1820 UT by Zacharias Liangas in Greece, but he says bad modulation. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany agrees. It's the Urdu service from 17 to 19 on November 27th, very distorted audio, furthermore putting out spurs almost 83 kilohertz away, around 7447 and 7613, the higher one stronger. However, on the 28th and 29th, the frequencies were slightly closer to the fundamental. Alokesh Gupta forwards an interesting story from Express India about a shortwave pirate in that country called Radio Rautipur. That's the name of a town, Reotipur. It's about a fellow, Arun Kant Rai, who's 17 years old and has been running this Radio Rautipur. Wouldn't you know it? What's the frequency? Never mentioned in the story, but they do say it's on shortwave. As reported in BCDX, Gerhard Verdin from Germany has been visiting northern Thailand around Chiang Mai and reports on the shortwave seen in neighboring countries. First, about Myanmar. On 5040, the minority service was observed from 0745 past 1520 UT with spoken programming and local music, always with a distinct hum or drone. The level was fair. On 5770. The Defense Forces Radio is monitored at these hours, 0130 to 0430, 730 to 930, and 1130 to 1530 UT. A typical procedure, signing on, observed November 21st. There was a carrier at 1126, the melody on a wooden xylophone-type instrument at 1129, an opening by female announcer at 1130. At 1132, a melody on gongs and drums with a flute. More announcements, 1134, a march-like melody. And they do about the same thing at sign-off time. On 5985, National Radio from Myanmar, the observed times are midnight 30 to 0130 and 09 or 0930 until past 1530 UT. We know they have English starting about 1430. And the morning broadcast has also been heard in Holland by Martin Groot, although he didn't get a positive ID. The frequency actually is closer to 5986. 7185, another National Radio Myanmar frequency, heard at 0210 in English on November 24th, news at 0230 about the ASEAN summit, and it was silent after 0300. And finally, from Myanmar, 9730 National Radio. Well, he tried to hear it, but nothing there, when English has been scheduled at 0730. Gerhard Verdin also checked out neighboring Laos from his visit to Thailand. National Radio Vientiane on 6130 was signing on at 2156 with an anthem sung, an announcement including frequencies. It went off at 2322, but was back on again at midnight 8 until 0430, and the evening broadcast from 0745 until 1530. However, there may have been broadcasts in between the times. He didn't monitor it continuously. He says, here in Chiang Mai, a local station level. He also heard the regional station at Sam Nui, Laos, on 4678, relaying National Radio Vientiane, at midnight to midnight 30, and then its own program until fade-out at 0215, also on the air from 09 or 0930 until 1300. He says, very often, with what is to our ears, monotonous a cappella singing by a woman. The same was also reported by Dan Sheedy in California to DX Listening Digest, 4677.8, until sign-off at 12:30, November 22nd, when it was parallel to Vientiane on 6130. Most of your exotic stations are to be found on the tropical bands, but here's one in Taiwan on the 19-meter band, Fuxing Broadcasting, which you may spell H-S-I-N-G in the old style or X-I-N-G in the new style. Mauno Ritola in Finland says he heard it at 0900 UT with a readable signal at last on November 27th on 15375. I looked up the listings in the Aoki list. It's only 10 kilowatts, and this lucky station has the frequency all to itself until 1100 when Radio Free Asia and Chi-Com Jamming come on 15375. Fuxing's entire schedule on both that and its parallel frequency, which has more interference from China and the BBC, 9410, is 23 to 01, 04 to 06, 08 to 10, and 11 to 13 UT. In primetime shortwave, Philip van de Pavard in New Zealand reports hearing monotonous, nonstop Chinese festival music, that's what we call Firedrake, on these frequencies at 0800 UT and later, 18180, 16750 and 21900. We're pretty sure those frequencies are because of Sound of Hope, the last one, however, being a third harmonic of 7300. This is the 1385th World of Radio. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our thanks this week for financial support. Well, we haven't had any lately. Two ways to accomplish that are with a check in U.S. dollars in the mail or via PayPal via our website, worldofradio.com. The North Korean clandestine situation is quite complex and it seems frequently changing, but we try to keep up with it as all other shortwave news in DX Listening Digest. I'll attempt to cover some of that here. Wolfgang Büschel reports hearing Radio Free Chosun on 9950, but it was mixing with Ukraine on the same frequency, which has English at 1200 UT. Nothing other than Ukraine was heard from 13 to 1330 or 14 to 15, but there was another unidentified Korean broadcast during the 1330 half hour, probably Radio Free Chosun. According to the Nagoya DX Circle, although both these transmissions are on 9950, the one at 1200 is via Russia, and at 1330 via Taiwan. And about Radio Free North Korea, S. Aoki and S. Hasegawa of NDXC says, I received an announcement of their broadcasting three times a day on December 3rd. Those transmissions are at 10 to 11 on 9730 via Taiwan, 13 to 14, 9930 via Hawaii, KWHR, but that's Monday to Friday only, and 2030 to 2130 via Taiwan on 9645. KimAndrewElliott.com has an item, Will South Korean electioneering whet the North Koreans' appetite for democracy? A report by AP says a U.S.-funded station was broadcasting speeches and debates of leading South Korean presidential candidates into North Korea starting December 3rd. Open radio for North Korea. That U.S. funding comes via the National Endowment for Democracy. The following is a modest proposal from yours truly. With so many new immigrants, illegal or otherwise, in the USA who need to learn English, why not convert the VOA into another Radio Canada internal? VOA already has special English on Greenville 11975 aimed at Africa, but plenty strong back here in the heartland at 1930 UT. This would doubtless give VOA a higher profile inside the country, which is apparently what RCI was looking for. Only a slight change in name would be necessary. Voice of Americans or Voice of American English. Here's a tip for hearing VOA's Music Mix Hour at 21 UT. As I've said before, it's on Greenville, 15580, usually providing good reception here, far enough away from Greenville. But if you're too close, try parallel 6080, which is relayed from Saint-Thomas. Will Martin heard a program discussing ham radio on KAIJ, and it was not this program. 1000 UT Friday on 5755. Well, that is Ted Randall Interviews, also aired Fridays at 16 UT on 9480. It's not always about amateur radio. Rechecking the KAIJ online schedule, I find they've made some changes. Notably, they now have a two-hour block, 3 days a week, titled Scripture to China Ministry in the Mandarin Language. It's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 09 to 11 UT on 5755. I think that of all the conterminous U.S. shortwave stations, KAIJ may have the best chance of actually reaching China direct with its 315-degree antenna from mid-continent. WYFR started off one of its many frequencies, 6855, but then moved to 6875. Well, there must have been interference complaints there because they moved again to 6915. And this has attracted quite a bit of attention, notably by the pirate community in the U.S. who find it another interference problem, and also heard by listeners in Europe. There's another problem with WYFR on 6915. That frequency is also in use by KNLS in Alaska, not only at other times, but at the same times. KNLS is scheduled there in Chinese only from 08 to 12 and 12 to 16, replacing 7355, and WYFR at 03 until 13 UT, and furthermore, from 1945 to 2245. And yet another problem at WYFR. Larry Will and I were hearing that frequency 6915 with a heavy echo. It's something to do with their audio feed, nothing to do with propagation. This was at 0409 UT, December 2nd. I heard the same thing on 13695 later that day, both in their Chinese language services. O'Brien Alexander in Pennsylvania had it too at 0705. He says an odd 1 or 2 second echo effect, very strong. Good audio, but a terrible echo. Once again this year, I've added a special section to my monitoring reminders calendar, Public Radio Holiday Special Pages. Links to pages where public radio stations in the U.S. list all their special holiday programming, much of it music, starting with Hanukkah and going on to New Year's. You'll find it linked at the top of worldofradio.com/calendar.html. One of the North American pirates trying to work around WYFR's frequency changes is the Crystal Ship. Will Martin forwards their newsletter, mentioning that a new frequency they've been trying is 6700. They were doing that on Thanksgiving. Of course, the schedule is quite flexible. But 6700, I must point out, is a frequency you must not confuse with Radio Peace in Bagram, Afghanistan. Via the mayor tip sheet, Joe Wood in Tennessee actually heard the Crystal Ship there November 21st around 0100. Thanks to Artie Bigley in Columbus, Ohio for keeping us updated about the format change there concerning WVKO 1580. They have gone to a progressive or liberal talk format, bringing that back to the Columbus market, including Stephanie Miller and Ed Schultz. Also, there are at least three blogs we found out about concerning this, which cover the subject of liberal talk radio, not only in Columbus, but in other markets across the U.S. You may want to take a look at them. ltradio.blogspot.com, www.nonstopradio.com, and www.talkingradio.blogspot.com. Monitoring WVKO, Artie Bigley found that they were actually relaying WCPT 820 in Chicago, another new frequency for liberal talk, not only the actual liberal programming, but Chicago news and local traffic. Another format change of even greater interest to DXers worldwide is KVNS 1700 in Brownsville, Texas, at the top of the medium wave dial. It can be DXed and has been just about everywhere. It was Spanish for quite a while, but now they've gone back to English. In fact, back to the format they had used before, Good Time Oldies for the Valley. It's actually simulcasting FM KQXX. This was first reported December 2nd by James Niven in Texas. The previous slogan was La Preciosa, as heard without too much problem in the UK by DXers such as Andrew Braid in the medium wave circle. Graziano Rigo, also in MWC, reported his monitoring in Italy. He was listening at 0600 UT December 2nd when they went directly from Spanish to English. Was that when they made the big change? Or, the question is still not resolved, are they doing both Spanish and English depending on the time of day? No simulcasting in Canada. Yet another AM station is planning to move to FM, although they will simulcast for a transition period. CJCH 920 in Halifax has been approved to move to FM 101.3. Thanks to Dean McIntyre for that CRTC news. That will leave Halifax, yet another major Canadian city, with no medium wave stations. Some good shortwave news from Canada. The December issue of Listening In from the Ontario DX Association has on the cover this caption, along with a photo. Although it's still off the air, CFRX, the shortwave outlet of Toronto's CFRB, at least has a new antenna. Steve Canny took pictures showing the old and new vertical antennas on the ground, and then the new antenna being finished off. And CFRX is planning for a new transmitter very soon. So, keep listening to 6070. As if to thwart my suggestion that we should monitor 5954.1 in the unjammed hour before Radio Republica starts at 2300, the next day, November 28th, the Dentro Cuban Jamming Command had already attacked the frequency by 2228 with pulsing, although not yet at full force, and I could not hear anything from Radio Republica or whoever was playing the musical prelude. We continue to hear XCXQ, Radio Universidad de San Luis Potosí in Mexico on 6045 since its recent reactivation. As soon as I heard it, I wrote to the director of the station, Maria Leticia Zavala Perez, and I later received this reply summarizing what she said in Spanish. They are still running only the authorized 250 watts, although they have a new 1 kilowatt transmitter. I must say it sounds stronger than that. And the antenna at one point was a 9-meter dipole oriented north-south. The schedule, she says, is 13:05 UT, hopefully expanding to 24 hours next year, and also hoping to add webcasting by the middle of next year. They've been on their new medium wave frequency 1190 for almost 4 years. Julian Santiago has been talking with the engineer at XEXQ, Moreno, who says they've been experimenting with different types of antennas. They started with an inverted V, then a horizontal dipole, and then to another V antenna. They were going to evaluate which gave the best results. Each side of the antenna measured 12 meters, and they were using number 10 wire. It seems that La Voz de Tu Conciencia Colombia had been off the air for a while from 6010, trying to make antenna adjustments to avoid interfering with Radio Mil in Mexico City. But it seems this has not been very successful, and they're back on the air. I heard them at 0705 UT. If there was any signal from Radio Mil, it was completely overridden. However, after 13 UT, I can hear a weak signal from Radio Mil without interference. Tim Hindle in Alabama has monitored the HCJB relay via Sackville at 21 UT on 12025. Now, that is allegedly in Arabic, but he says it didn't sound like Arabic to him. Perhaps it is one of the Berber languages. Well, that is exactly right. According to information retrieved by Patrick Robich in Austria from their website, the first quarter hour is not in Arabic, but in Takhelhit, a Berber dialect. Thomas Jella in Florida and Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica note that as of December 1st, Mauritania was missing from 4845 when checked around 2030 UT. I've been hearing the Eritrean clandestine broadcast, Voice of Meselna Delina, via WHRA in Maine, weekdays at 18 to 19 UT on a new frequency, 12015, replacing 17650, and apparently expanded from half an hour to a full hour, or it has a companion broadcast. Interesting things are also happening during the following hour on WHRA, 19 to 20 UT on 11785. On a Thursday, I heard an unidentified African language, and on Monday, December 3rd, there was an Ethiopian clandestine, including the word Tewahedo, but I'm not quite sure which one it was. However, on Tuesday at the same time, it was back in English with regular WHR programming. Yet another new Ethiopian frequency heard by Herbert Meixner in Austria and Akebirvert in Germany between 04 and 06 UT, 5950 for Voice of Tigray Revolution. A Digital Radio Mondial press release says, at the World Radio Communication Conference, the ITU has officially approved DRM to be used for domestic coverage in the tropical zone between 3200 and 5900 kilohertz. From now until March, our Friday broadcast on WWCR at 2130 is on 7465. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued December 4th. ANKNZ is peaking at 20 and 5 on December 17th. Solar flux has reached 73, but dipping to 70 December 14th to 26th. With a standard disclaimer, Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1385, and hoping you'll hear me again next week.